This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, everybody. It's cold and snowy out there today, but perfect for cozying up and taking a deep dive with us.
That's right. And today we're diving into a really fun children's story called The Marshmallow Meltdown Challenge.
Ooh, that sounds yummy already. And maybe a little messy.
Definitely a little messy. It's all about these two siblings, Mia and Jake, who are stuck inside on a snowy day.
Sounds familiar. So what do they do?
Well, they decide to have a marshmallow building contest using toothpicks and, of course, a whole bunch of marshmallows.
Wow, I can just imagine the sugary creations they come up with.
Oh, they get pretty creative. Mia decides to build an igloo like the ones Eskimos make.
Smart. I bet those marshmallows make great building blocks.
They really do. You know, marshmallows are full of tiny air bubbles, so they're light and squishy, perfect for stacking.
And what about Jake? What does he build?
Jake goes for height. He builds the super tall, wobbly marshmallow tower.
Classic Jake, always reaching for the sky. So what happens next? The suspense is killing me.
Well, they decide to take their marshmallow masterpieces over to the fireplace.
Oh, I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Yep, you guessed it. It becomes a marshmallow meltdown.
So whose creation melts first?
Well, Jake's tower, being so tall and thin, starts to melt really fast. All those marshmallows just become a gooey, sticky puddle on the hearth.
Poor Jake. I bet he was disappointed.
He was a little bummed, but that's the fun of experiments, right? Sometimes things don't go as planned. But get this, Mia's igloo melts much slower.
Interesting. Why do you think that is? Is it the shape?
Exactly. The igloo's dome shape and the fact that it has lots of marshmallows packed tightly together makes it much stronger and able to withstand the heat longer.
So it's like a marshmallow science experiment. Did Mia know her igloo would hold up better?
She actually figures it out as she's watching. She says in the story, "Heat makes sugar melt. But my igloo had more marshmallows touching each other, so they held together longer."
That's some pretty impressive scientific thinking for a little girl.
It is. And this idea of how shapes and structures affect stability applies to so many things in the real world.
Oh, absolutely. Think about bridges or buildings. The way they are built makes a huge difference in their strength.
Exactly. And it's not just structures. Think about how different materials melt at different temperatures. Chocolate melts pretty easily, but something like a metal pot needs a lot more heat to melt.
Great examples. So, in the end, I'm guessing the kids got a tasty treat out of this experiment.
Oh, absolutely. Melted marshmallows are delicious. The story ends with them enjoying their gooey marshmallow feast.
What a fun way to learn about science. I love that this story combines a fun challenge with a little bit of learning.
Me too. It shows kids that science can be found everywhere. Even in something as simple as a marshmallow.
I bet our listeners are already thinking of what they'd build with marshmallows.
I hope so. Maybe a marshmallow castle, a spaceship, or even a giant marshmallow robot.
The possibilities are endless. But of course, always remember to have a grown-up help you if you are experimenting with heat.
Absolutely. Safety first.
So next time you're enjoying a warm drink by the fire, or maybe even toasting some marshmallows, think about all the amazing ways heat affects the things around us. And hey, maybe you can even conduct your own little melting experiment.
Just be sure to have a grown-up nearby and plenty of marshmallows for building and snacking on.
Thanks for joining us on this melty, marshmallowy deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.